Rescued Israeli hostage Noah Argamani reunited with terminally ill mother. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 8, 2024. One of the Israeli hostages who was rescued by the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and the Israel Security Agency, ISA, was reunited with her mother, who is terminally ill with cancer. Noah Argamani, 25, was one of the four hostages who was rescued as part of a joint operation conducted by the IDF, ISA, and the Israeli police. Argamani has been one of the most widely recognized hostages taken by Hamas terrorists on October 7, 2023. Since being rescued, Argamani has been reunited with her family, especially her mother, Liora Argamani, who is hospitalized from a very advanced cancer, Rani Gamzu, a professor and doctor confirmed, and the Times of Israel reported, citing Ynet News. Liora, 61, has been diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. Noah's mother is hospitalized here due to a very advanced cancer. The last 8 months have been extremely complex and difficult, and her condition has progressed even over the past few days, and it's a serious situation, Gamzu told the outlet. Video footage posted to X shows Noah exiting a van after arriving at Ichilov Hospital where her mother is being hospitalized. As she arrives at the hospital and is seen walking toward the entrance, a crowd of people can be heard cheering and welcoming her. Noah was abducted from the Supernova Music Festival, and video footage surfaced of her abduction showing her in between two men on a motorcycle reaching out for her boyfriend. News of Noah's release comes after Hamas released a video containing an audio recording of the hostage. In the video, Noah can be heard encouraging Israeli citizens to protest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government, and pleading for Israelis not to place the fate of the hostages into the hands of Netanyahu and the War Council. Noah's mother released a video in November 2023 revealing that she was sick with brain cancer and that she wanted the chance to see Noah before she passed away. I call upon President Biden and the Red Cross to bring back my Noah as soon as possible so that I get the chance to see her, Liora said in the video. Noah, I want to tell you if I don't get to see you, please know that I love you very much. Please know we did everything we could to get you released. Hamas also released a video in January of Noah being forced to announce the death of two other hostages. The hostages had appeared in a video with Noah the day before the announcement of their deaths. Gamzu added that the reunion between Noah and her family came after a lot of anticipation and many months. Noah learned together with the whole family about her mother's complex condition, Gamzu added. Noah herself is in good condition and will of course continue with tests and evaluation.